Visibility, clarity, and ongoing conversation. This is the first of two articles regarding this critical area of business performance. Visibility. It is absolutely critical to make your team aware of and to have your business goals made visible. How do you do this? Firstly, ask your people. Ask your people for their views regarding making your business goals visible. You'll find they have lists, graphs, and all manner of summaries produced that you probably will not be aware of. And if they haven't, once you've explained the visibility side of things to them, they will take it on board and they'll actually want to produce information, but it's more than likely they'll have that already. And so then yourself and your people and your team will find ways to define, measure, and achieve team and business goals. That will happen as long as they have confidence that there's effective leadership and quality management, both buy-in from yourself and the opportunity to share that visibility amongst themselves and their teams. Next, measure what's important. It is critical to measure succinctly what is important, but only what has been made visible. Be very careful how many things you measure. No more than 2 to 3 items per team, and no more than 5 measures across the business. Measuring too many things, too many areas, results in confusion and a loss of energy and drive. Next, manage what you measure. You've probably heard that term through the quality movement. The quality movement has been evolving within the business community effectively since the Second World War. And one of the most important maxims of that movement is, quote, manage what you measure, unquote. But think about it. How can you possibly manage improvement unless you can define where you and your business are, where you want you, your team, and your business to be, and therefore how close you, your team, and your business are to where you want to be? Next, make the measurements visible. This comes back to the first point of visibility, but again, the measurements are the whole point of visibility. There's no point in hiding away the drivers of business improvement, as without visibility, people won't be engaged, and therefore they'll be the whole focus of the improvement will be lost because people won't be able to get their heads around it. They need the right information, the 5 measures, and they need to make them visible and make them their own per team. Next, clarity. How to eliminate goals clutter? Quite simple, actually. Assemble the goals from each team and work through with your leadership team which of these goals are most important. As I said earlier, you need to synthesize this down to no more than 5 goals, no more than 5 KPIs. A good way of thinking about this is to imagine that your business is an F-15 jet. That's a jet that's capable of around about twice the speed of sound, Mark 2. But it's more than that, because the Mark 2 F-15 jet is engaging usually with another F-15 or a similar jet, which in itself can operate at Mark 2. So you've got a Mark 4 closing speed. This is why to operate effectively in your business you need no more than 5 KPIs, because with a Mark 4 closing speed you must know where you are, where you're going, how fast you're going, where you need to get to, and most important of all, how to take evasive action when threats appear. It's the evasive action that's critical. How can you possibly do that in today's business environment with more than 5 KPIs? Once you have the 5 KPIs, you need to relentlessly drive improvement for each one. Be absolutely focused on this. Engage your teams. Engage your leadership team and have them engage each of their teams, and set up through visibility an ongoing conversation around those KPIs. You also need to consider and act on rewarding your people around those KPIs. The rewards often have very little to do with money and often don't cost very much at all. In fact, sometimes don't actually cost anything. Why is that? People like recognition. I'm sure you're well aware of this, but just coming back to the area of recognition, people like recognition, and they're all different temperaments and personalities. Some people prefer a quiet word in terms of recognition, and others crave group recognition. That's the two ends of the same spectrum. But very few people want no recognition. Those people are very much in a minority. And so in summary, if you want your business to achieve its KPIs, then be clear about them, drive them, make them visible, and most importantly, recognize your people when they achieve them, and do this consistently. Thank you.